Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast, brought to you in part by Book of Zen, makers of inspirational fashion and gift ideas. Visit them online at bookofzen.com. Today's podcast has been edited and adapted from The Ideal Made Real by Christian D. Larson, published in 1909. To have ideals is not only simple, but natural. It is just as natural for the mind to enter the ideal as it is to live. In fact, the ideal is an inseparable part of life. But to make the ideal real in every part of life is a problem, the solution of which appears to be anything but simple. To dream of the fair, the high, the beautiful, the perfect, the sublime, that everyone can do. But everyone has not learned how to make their dreams come true, nor realize in the practical world what they have discerned in the transcendental world. The greatest philosophers and thinkers in history, with but few exceptions, have failed to apply their lofty ideas to practical living, not because they did not wish to, but because they had not discovered the scientific relationship existing between the ideal world and the real world. To understand the scientific relationship that exists between the real and the ideal, the mind must have both the power of interior sight and the power of scientific analysis, as well as the power of practical application. But we do not find, as a rule, the prophet and the scientist in the same mind. The person who has visions and the person who can do things do not usually dwell in the same personality. Nevertheless, this is necessary. And every person can develop both the prophet and the scientist in themselves. They can develop the power to see the ideal, and also the power to make the ideal real. The large mind, the broad mind, the deep mind, the lofty mind, the properly developed mind can see both the outer and the inner side of things. Such a mind can see the ideal on high, and at the same time understand how to make real, tangible, and practical what they have seen. The seeming gulf between the ideal and the real, between the soul's vision and the power of practical action, is being bridged in thousands of minds today. And it is these minds who are gaining the power to make themselves and their own world as beautiful as the visions of the prophet. But the ideal life and the world beautiful are not for the few only. Everybody should learn how to find that path that leads from the imperfections of present conditions to the world of ideal conditions, the world of which we all so frequently dreamed. The problem is what beginners are to do with the beautiful thoughts and the tempting promises that are being scattered so widely at the present time. The average person feels that the idealism of modern metaphysics has a substantial basis. They feel intuitively that it is true. and they discern through the perceptions of their own soul that all these things that are claimed for applied metaphysics are possible. They inwardly know that whatever the idealist declares can be done, will be done. But the problem is how. The demand for simple methods is one of the greatest demands at the present time. Methods that everyone can learn and that will enable any aspiring soul to begin to at once to realize their ideals. Such methods, however, are easily formulated and are based upon eternal laws. They are as simple as the multiplication tables and will produce results with the same unerring precision. Any person with a reasonable amount of intelligence can apply them, and those who have an abundance of perseverance can, through these methods, make real practically all the ideals that they may have at the present time. Those who are more highly developed will find in these methods the secret through which their attainments and achievements will constantly verge on the borderland of the marvelous. In fact, when the simple law that unites the ideal and the real is understood and applied, it matters not how lofty our minds and our visions may be. We can make them all come true. To proceed, the principal obstacle must first be removed. And this obstacle is the tendency to lose faith whenever we fail to make real the ideal according to our prearranged plans. This tendency is present to some degree in nearly every mind that is working for greater things, and it postpones the day of realization whenever it is permitted to exercise its power of retrogression. Many a person has fallen into chronic despondency after having had a glimpse of the ideal, because it was so very beautiful, so very desirable, and yet seemingly so far away and so impossible to reach. But here is the place where we must exercise extraordinary faith. We must never recognize the gulf that seems to exist between our present state and the state we desire to reach. We must continue with the conviction that the gulf is only seeming, and that we positively shall reach the ideal that appears in the splendors of what seems to be a distant future, but what actually is very near at hand. Those who have more faith and more determination do not, as a rule, fall down when they meet this seeming gulf. They inwardly know that every ideal will sometime be realized. It could not be otherwise, because what we see in the distance is invariably something that lies in the pathway of our own eternal progress. And if we continue to move forward, we must inevitably reach it. But even to those of strong faith and determination, the ideal does at times appear to be very far away, and the time of waiting seems very long. They are frequently on the verge of giving up, and fears arise at intervals due to the many unpleasant experiences that may occur before the great day of realization is gained. However, we cannot afford to dwell on such fears. We must remember that fear and despondency invariably retard our progress, no matter what our object in view may be. And that discouragement is very liable to cause a break in the engine that is to take our train to the fair city we so long have desired to reach. The time of waiting may seem long during those moments that come when the mind is down, but so long as the mind is on the heights, the waiting time disappears, and the pleasure of pursuit comes to take its place. In this connection, we should remember that the more frequently we permit the mind to fall down into fears and doubts, the longer we shall have to wait for the realization of the ideal. And the more we live in the upper story of life, the sooner we shall reach the goal in view. There are many who give up temporarily all efforts toward reaching their ideals, thinking it is impossible and that nothing is gained by trying. But such minds should realize that they are simply making their future progress more difficult by retarding their present progress. Such minds should realize the great fact that every ideal can be made real because nothing is impossible. To reach any desired goal, the doing of certain things is necessary. But if those things are not done now, they will have to be done later. Besides, when we give up the present, we always make the obstacles in our way much greater than they were before. Those things that are necessary to promote our progress become more difficult to do the longer we remain in what may be termed the giving up attitude. And the reason why is found in the fact that the mind that gives up becomes smaller and smaller. It loses ability, capacity, and power, and becomes less and less competent to cope with the problems at hand. Whenever we give up, we invariably fall down into a smaller mental state. When we cease to move forward, we begin to move backwards. We retard progression only when we cease to promote progression. On the other hand, so long as we continue to pursue the ideal, we ascend into larger and larger mental states, and thus increase our power to make real the ideals that are before us. The belief that it is impossible to make real the ideal has no foundation whatever in truth. It is simply an illusion produced by fear, and has no place in the exact science of life. When you discern an ideal, you discover something that lies in your own onward path. Move forward and you simply cannot fail to reach it. But when you are to reach the coveted goal, depends upon how rapidly you are moving now. Knowing this, and knowing that fear, doubt, discouragement, and indifference invariably retard this forward movement, we shall find it most profitable to remove those mental states absolutely. The true attitude is the attitude of positive conviction. That is, to live in the strong conviction that whatever we see before us in the ideal will positively be realized, sooner or later, if we only move forward. And we can make it sooner, if we will move forward steadily, surely, and rapidly during every movement of the great eternal now. To move forward steadily during the great eternal now is to realize now as much of the ideal as we care to appropriate now. No waiting, therefore, is necessary. To begin to move forward is to begin to make real the ideal, and we will realize in the now as much of the ideal as is necessary to make the now full and complete. To move forward steadily during the great eternal now is to eternally become more than you are, and to become more than you are is to make yourself more and more like your ideal. And that is the great secret, because the principle is that you will realize your ideal when you become exactly like your ideal. And that you will realize as much of your ideal now as you develop in yourself now. The majority, however, feel that they can never become as perfect as their ideal. Others, however, think that they can and that they will sometime, but that it will require ages, and they dwell constantly upon the unpleasant belief that they may, in the meantime, have to pass through years and years of ordinary and undesirable experience. But they are mistaken, and besides are retarding their own progress every moment by entertaining such thoughts. If all the time and all the energy that is wasted in longing and longing, yearning and yearning, were employed in scientific, practical self-development, the average person would in a short time become as perfect as their ideal. They would thus realize their ideal, because we attract from the without what corresponds exactly to what is active in our own within. When we attain the ideal and the beautiful in our own natures, we shall meet the ideal and the beautiful wherever we may go in the world, and we will find the same things in the real that we dreamed of in the ideal. When we see an ideal, we usually begin to long for it and hope that something remarkable may happen so as to bring it into our possession. And we thus continue to long and yearn and wait, with periods of despondency intervening. We simply use up time and energy to no avail. When we see an ideal, the proper course to pursue is to begin at once to develop that ideal in our own nature. We should never stop to wait and see whether it is coming true or not. And we should never stop to figure out how much time it may require to reach our goal. The secret is, begin now to be like your ideals, and at the proper time, that ideal will be made real.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.